It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Tens of thousands of people in New Mexico who are behind on their gas and electric bills could lose power as early as the middle of this month. The New Mexico Public Regulation Commission had prevented utilities from disconnecting service over unpaid bills during much of the pandemic. A moratorium for investor-owned and large gas companies ended in May, but has a 90-day transition period. The soonest customers could be cut off is August 12th. At a recent meeting with the Las Cruces City Council, the Arts and Cultural District was discussed as part of the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership. Emily Guerra spoke to Doña Ana Arts Council Executive Director Greg Z. Smith. He is also the chair of the Arts and Cultural District Coordinating Council.
Tell me more about the Arts and Cultural District. Is that a new organization?
Well, it's relatively new. We've been trying to have an Arts and Cultural District in Las Cruces for, way back about 12 years ago when I was on the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership. But they finally pulled it all together, and the city accepted it as a plan and as an organization in 2018. So we have an Arts and Cultural District, and to help the city and the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership with projects in that Arts and Cultural District, there's a coordinating council that serves as a committee under the Downtown Las Cruces Partnership. And we are continuing to work on signage and gateways and those kinds of things. Also had a really exciting meeting at the city council with their TID board, the Tax Increment Development District board, in last part of July. And what they did was they emphasized the importance of the Amador Hotel. And so there's going to be $1.3 million directed towards more of the work that needs to be done there. Unfortunately, there's still even more work, but that's an important iconic feature. And so that's one of the assets in the Arts and Cultural District. So I was very pleased to see the city council get behind support for that. The other thing is that they put a pause on the shade structure for the plaza. We all know how hot our summer days can be, but we also know that the Plaza de Las Cruces is an important feature in the center of the Arts and Cultural District and a very destination type of place for events and things like that. So we asked, and they looked at it from the standpoint of taking a little more time to look at maybe how shade could be integrated there or if shade was needed. So we appreciated them putting a pause on that. But those kinds of things, gateways, work on Klein Park, those are the kinds of things that we've been working on with the City of Las Cruces and Downtown Las Cruces Partnership to sort of make the history and the culture and the art of our downtown area pop.
Now with some of the things that are opening up due to COVID, how is that affecting the Doña Ana Arts Council?
Well, we have been in our new location at 250 West Amador for almost a year now. We moved in September of 2020. And at that point, we basically went to come in, if you're going to wear your mask, please, you know, feel free to come in. We're keeping social distancing, that sort of stuff. And so as the months have gone by, we've relaxed some of those rules. And now, of course, our rule is that if you're vaccinated, it's your choice as to whether or not to wear a mask. But we're looking at what the recent guidelines from the CDC have been saying and looking at, okay, how do we back up a little bit and exercise a little more caution? But we have been open, we've been working there, and we've had a few people come in almost every single day to look at what's in the gallery and to see some of the other things that we have going on.
And how has that affected other galleries and museums in Las Cruces?
Well, the City of Las Cruces has just recently reopened their museums. At first, it was by reservation only, and then it was back to general public being allowed in. So that has had an impact there. And certainly with other galleries, of course, them being private enterprises, they can do what they feel is comfortable for them. But I think it's had a huge impact just across the board as far as some businesses not being able to stay in business and others exercising a great deal of caution and moving along slowly.
And what about the artists? How has that affected them economically?
Well, it's been a huge impact. I mean, we had an artist relief fund going at the Arts Council for a number of months, and we had private donations. This was not from our general fund, but private donations that came in from individuals who put money with the Arts Council to distribute as $100 grants to artists who requested it. The artists who got that money said it was a huge help to them. Some used it for groceries. Some used it for supplies. We didn't put any constraints on how they used it, but it was very clear to us that this was very meaningful and important to a number of our artists. And in general, obviously there are some artists who have adjusted to the online type of thing very well, but there are others who are still struggling with that. So it has had an impact. And certainly performing arts have just taken a huge hit.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Greg Smith at our website, krwg.org.